Hey, how y'all doing? My name's Shayna.
And I'm Jasmine.
And this is the It Girl Manifesto.
And, you know, we're back here again, a new week.
Yeah.
I know you guys.
You miss us?
I would miss me if I was you.
I miss me too sometimes. Damn.
I go to sleep, I'm like, damn, I can't wait till I wake up.
Love a black woman from infinity to infinity.
Imagine, like, people did not know that sound and they're just listening.
I hope every single person.
They probably got a good laugh out of it, at least.
Yeah.
Worth it
because you should. It's Black History Month still.
It still is, and you know what? I'm claiming an extra 2 days. It's going to be an imaginary 31st.
Oh, I agree. I'm on board with that.
Yep,
I'm on board with that for sure. Z's bro.
E-transfer a black woman. It's
no
Black
correct.
History Month.
Anyways, so
back with our usual scheduled.
Yes.
Regularly
so,
scheduled program.
So we're going to start off our week with our little
positive.
Yeah, let's start with our positive this week. We're in a good mood right now.
We are.
You want to kick it off?
Yeah. So we're finally halfway through the semester, which
yes.
I think we both kind of just realized.
Oh,
I
yeah.
was trying to make my work availability because I'm still trying to iron it out with us going back to campus and all that. That's starting off
soon.
This week, next week, that kind of stuff. And I was like, oh my goodness, I don't have to incorporate school into that much longer. We're done school middle of April, which is crazy. February is basically done.
Yeah.
And March is going to, I guess March is going to fly by because February was gone insanely fast. January was long, but February, I'm like, oh my goodness, it's already done pretty much. And the days are getting longer. The other day was 6:30. I was like,
oh my
God, it's not pitch black. That's
I
crazy.
Know. And today, it's honestly not that bad outside. It's a little rainy, but it's warm. You know what I mean? It's manageable outside.
It's not that cold that hurts.
Anymore. No,
it's just I would like for it to be warm so I can ditch the jacket, but
it is
better.
Yeah, no, we can't complain. I think we're both pretty excited about the fact that obviously, school's coming to an end for the semester, which means summer jobs, summer internships, actually working more, doing the things that we care about. Not that we don't care about school, because it sounds bad, but she just dropped her phone in case you heard that. We have the opportunity in the summer to focus a little bit more on personal things that we care about as opposed to doing things for grades, which is always really nice.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely one thing about me and Shayna is we will work, which take that with a grain of salt. I think that's how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
It's salt or sand.
It is
I
salt.
Think it's salt.
Why would you be taking a grain of sand?
I don't know. As soon as I started saying it, I was like, maybe it's sand. Anyways, take that lightly because one thing about us, we will just work and work and work so we can just get that money.
Yeah.
But do take your breaks. So just don't take that piece of information for us. But we're excited to be able to just work nonstop all summer.
Yeah, and on fun stuff too.
Fun stuff. I also use the summer to test out my creative stuff and just kind of see, you know.
We're like, should we just launch a business this summer? Sure.
How do you think this podcast started?
Here we are.
We just randomly were like, we had a podcast once. You want to do it again?
And here we are.
And we did it.
So yeah, that's why we're
kind of
pretty excited.
Positive. New opportunities are coming up since the semester is kind of, winding down soon.
Yes. Or winding up, I guess, because exams and assignments. But, it is what it is.
No.
I digress.
We're just pretending that it's almost over. It
exactly.
might be the midpoint, but that just means it can only go, towards the finish line.
Exactly. We're trying to be positive about it because it's going to be stressful, but it's going to be good.
It'll be fine.
It'll be great.
Can you hear us? I feel we're convincing ourselves.
No, literally.
The amount of fear, we're looking at each other in the studio right now, and we're like, oh my goodness, it's gonna
neither
be so
of us
hard.
Blinked.
We're
just
we're
like
please don't
right?
cry. Don't cry. No, honestly, it'll be good though. If it's halfway done now, then it's almost done. We're here dying because we're realizing that's actually a lot of time and a lot of projects
eyes.
Left. No.
Anyways.
It's fine.
Anyway. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I literally have tears in my eyes.
I am so sorry
we're
to
okay,
y'all.
We're okay,
we are
we're
here
okay.
just absolutely chuckling.
It's funny because I know all of you guys that are in school right now are like, what the hell are they talking about? They're excited about the...
No, honestly.
I'm so sorry.
You see, this is a positive. We can laugh at it. It's a positive.
I have tears in my eyes, but I'm laughing. Anyways... So let's move on to our negatives for this week. So
I mean, as you can see, there's not a lot
we try not to be negative people.
if we do, we just laugh about it.
Yeah, clearly.
But honestly, like, we didn't have something, like, super huge. It's more of, like, a momentary, like, annoyance.
Yeah.
And, like, upset. I was just, like, we came into the studio today and, like, for anyone that knows, like, we record, like, at our school studio. And so, obviously, it's a shared space. And I guess just, like, whoever was in the space last had, like, fiddled with the settings and
mirrored computer screens and, like, disconnected, like, boards and left boards mess.
It was very weird. And it was just, like, really frustrating because we obviously commute really far to come in to do this. And we love that. But the school's also technically closed today. Yeah. So we were on our own.
And we had to, like, I kept saying, I was like, I am not tech support. And I just had to technically support myself because it's been, honestly a very stressful time because I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm sitting on Google, like, it was just a lot. And it was really, like, 45 minutes past of us trying to figure out and, like, reset the room, which... This is a note just as a person in general, be considerate of the space you're taking up.
Yeah.
And, like, if you're going to do something, that's great. If you want to experiment, go crazy. Have a great
put
time.
Put it back.
But just be, like, be thoughtful about the fact that
other people...
respectful
of the space, which it was just, like, frustrating. Like, we did get it fixed, but it really was just, like, honestly, by accident it got fixed because no idea.
If you asked me to do it again, I would not know how to do it.
Yeah, we had no idea. And the school was closed. So it was just, like, really upsetting for us just trying to come in here and really, like, put in some good work into this. Yeah. Like, we put a lot of planning this past weekend into coming into the studio, making sure we get out some good content.
Moving
our
schedule around.
Moving stuff around. Yeah. And it was just, like, super frustrating that we thought we almost weren't able to do that. And it was just going to be, like,
it was
really
a lot.
Upsetting.
It
so
was a lot.
It was upsetting. We had to, like, take a little...
breather.
Starbucks break.
Yeah, we definitely had to take a breather.
Oh, there's no ice left in my cup.
Is there ice in mine? No.
Oh.
We've been here for that long, guys. Like, genuinely. But you know what? Like we said, we're not going to be negative about it. It's working now. We've done some good work since we've been here. We're really happy with everything.
I'm going to add that to my resume. Tech support.
I am tech support.
We are tech support.
Like,
who's going to tell me no?
Did you see me clicking and typing? I was clicking and typing and going, like, I was really out there.
Yeah, so that was, like, our negative. As you guys see, we got past it. Not every negative has to be something that was just, like, oh, that's annoying, and, like, it never got fixed. Like, it got fixed. It was just, it was upsetting. Yeah. We were, like, kind of frustrated.
Which is okay. Like, things happen. That's life. That is the creative world. Like, that is really any
job
you have.
With,
that's everything.
That's just being an adult, honestly.
Truthfully, honestly.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're going to get into the meat, into the...
Every week we say into the beef of this podcast.
Yeah, we get into the beef of the
every
episode.
Week we're like, guys, let's get into the beef, into the burger of our episode.
Yep. Let's get into the next chapter, if
you
will.
So, you know, this chapter 3 of the It Girl Manifesto, and, you know, you want to introduce us to what we're going to be chatting about today?
So today we're going to be talking about handling confidence as a creative, as somebody in the art world. Truthfully, it can be applied to literally anybody in the professional world. Like, if you work if you have,
like,
a job, genuinely.
If you do
speaking,
anything, really.
Yeah, like, this is just about being confident in yourself, being confident in...
what you do.
Yeah, and knowing your worth as as an artist and as an employee or as an entrepreneur, whatever it is, valuing yourself.
Like, being sure of yourself, being confident in what you bring to the table, you know, what you can. Also, knowing what you can't do as part of being in confidence. Like, that... is something that takes time to, like, kind of realize yourself, what you want to improve on in yourself and what, you know, you're really great at, and kind of knowing both of those things, like, really helps you, like, find opportunities as well, because you're able to kind of evaluate an opportunity and see, like, am I going to be really good at that, or am I going to get stressed out because I know myself, I know that I won't work well in that environment.
So I guess that kind of goes hand in hand with the question I was just going to ask you, is, like, how would you define being a confident woman as a creative and or as a professional? Let's say professional instead of creative. How would you describe that?
I'd say it's just, like, the same kind of thing. Just being sure of yourself and also understanding with yourself are two really important key things. Is that you need to understand yourself and your boundaries is really important, especially as a creative, specifically knowing your boundaries, working in a space that is more of a freelance space. I know both of us have done that before and kind of knowing, you know, this is when... I can't work any further on this, or this is really the amount of work I do because that's the amount of work I'm comfortable, like, charging someone for at this point in time.
Yeah.
And, like, being understanding with yourself when, you know, you don't feel as confident in a certain situation, being understanding that, like, I really am confident in my work, but this specific certain situation just kind of, you know,
doesn't
didn't make me feel the greatest about, you know, whatever you're doing, but just being understanding allows that space for you to be confident because you, you know, you care for yourself. You're like, you're good.
Yeah, I agree. I think for myself as well, being confident in my work and in my education and a lot of that stuff, I definitely have had struggles with feeling like, am I good enough? Am I confident enough in my work? Like, does my thought process, does my experience, is it visible in what I do? And I feel like a lot of the time I doubt myself because I see what other people do and I compare myself so, like, this was more so in first and second year. Yeah. I compared myself a lot to the kids in my program. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to I'm making this note because this is an important note. Our program has 4 Black women.
Yeah.
4 Black women and I think 4. About 2 or 3 Black men. That might be a stretch. It might be 2.
I think it might be 2.
So ultimately, you can count on your fingers the amount of Black people in our program.
Yeah.
And that
makes it hard to kind of see yourself in comparing your peers. Yeah. Like, you don't necessarily need to, like, be equal with your peers, but it's important to, like, see that.
Not even that, but just, like, when I am comparing my work to creatives in my program and I'm seeing work that doesn't even, I'm like, yo, what? I'm like, how does that, like, this is going to sound weird, but it's like, I'm seeing people be moved by things that I'm like, how could that move you? You know what I mean? And, like, when you don't see yourself in work, it's really hard, especially when you see that work being praised. You're like, so is my opinion or my, you know, whatever, not being valued as highly. But then when I do get feedback from my peers, especially my Black peers who I would like to say that we're all friends.
Yeah.
When I get feedback from those people, they're all so supportive and they're like, yo, that was really dope. And I'm like, thank you. I'm like, you get it. Like, literally. Okay.
Like, you see that, like, reflection and you're just happy.
Exactly. And I think that kind of goes into, like, the point. There's a couple points I want to make about things you can do to stay confident in your work. And for me, it's seeking out creatives and professionals who do the same things as me and who look like me. And this may not necessarily matter for everybody, but for me personally, it's a big aspect of, like, the things I want to do. So, like, for example, models I follow, they're all Black and they're all plus size. All of the UX and graphic designers that I like, they're all Black, they're all women. Like, I don't really follow professionals that don't look like me and that I don't feel a connection to with the
especially as, like, a creative person and, like, specifically, like, an artist, it's really important that you're able to connect with kind of what you're, like, striving toward, what's kind of, like, an example for you, because you can all day look at, you know, artists that are, you know, portraying their story that doesn't relate to you, which is, like, really good. You can really appreciate other people's work that doesn't reflect your story, but when you're trying to kind of, like, improve yourself and be confident in the work that you're portraying, it's important to kind of see that, like, the work that you're doing is good and it is valued. It's just, like, not necessarily everyone around you is working towards that same kind of, like, representation. Course, and it just makes it really hard for you to, you know, value your own work. You don't need other people to value your work or, like, to validate your work.
Not everyone needs to validate your work.
But you need to, you know, have some people that kind of, you know, give you that feedback and say, you know, I really like this, or I totally get what you were saying, but, you know, this is how I feel about it. And as someone that looks like you, you're really able to kind of understand, like, you know, I didn't think of that perspective, but I can see how, you know, that would help other people that look like us.
And, like, this is just an example because I feel like I just want to give this example just to, like, make my point more clear. I've had, like, me and Jasmine actually have had white people tell us, like, oh, this doesn't actually apply to everybody. And I'm like, but it's not necessarily supposed to.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes art isn't for everybody. Sometimes my professional work isn't for everybody. It's for a niche group, or
it is supposed to be subjective.
Me. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so I think when we talk about confidence and being creative, like, being confident in what you're bringing to the table is so important. Like, knowing that what you're bringing to the table is important to you, that, like, no one can argue with you if it matters to you. Like,
exactly.
I hope that makes sense.
Yeah. And I think that's, like, part of your confidence is understanding that your work and who you are doesn't necessarily need to speak to everyone in every single space. And just understanding that maybe your work is niche and really working on that space and how it works in is okay. Because I feel like a big part of, like, especially the creative industry, but a lot of things just, like, in general, is that, you know, everyone needs to be included in your thought. And I don't think anyone should ever, like, be discriminated from anything.
Of course not, but
making a point to kind of, you know, have your work help a certain, you know, demographic of people or a certain, you know, place or, like, region, that is also really important, because sometimes, like, people just need a little extra support, or that is just something that you really connect with. And, you know, other people that are feeling those same ways will really, you know, understand and appreciate your work. And I think it's really important to kind of distinguish that in your work, that mm-hmm. not everything you make is going to be for everyone.
And that's exactly what this show is. Like, the It Girl Manifesto is not for everybody. It's for the It Girls. You know what I mean? Like, it's for you and me. Like, this is for the people. And when we say It Girls, it doesn't necessarily mean you gotta be a girl. It means you have to identify with being the baddest version of yourself, yeah. and wanting to step into yourself more. And exactly. just, like, this space is for Black women in particular, because that's what we are. We yeah. are Black women in the creative industry. So we want to, like have a voice safe for you. Space like, for you have guys, a chat you know? With us. Yeah, and honestly, like, I think it has helped for me personally a lot with thinking about myself and thinking about how I want to be an artist and the spaces I want to be in. I was telling Jasmine the other day, like, I've started applying to jobs I'm, like, low-key unqualified for.
I do that up and down. Every day I'm on Indeed, applying to anything.
Truthfully, like, I made a LinkedIn, bro. I haven't had made a LinkedIn, like, 10 years ago. Not literally, but, like, I made a LinkedIn
She's, like,
10
years
ago.
Old on the computer lab. She's like, forget kid pics. She's like, let me go on LinkedIn.
Yeah, but I started, like, applying to jobs and, you know, places where I'm, like, I'm not necessarily qualified, but I'm capable.
Exactly.
And, like, confidence is knowing where you're capable. And
especially,
that's
like, in the creative industry. Let me tell you something. If you come to that interview with the confidence, they are mm-hmm. amazed. Like 9 times out of 10, especially if it's at a company that's not necessarily like a creative firm or like a tech firm, like someone that just needs someone to, you know, maybe manage their social media or make graphics or, you know, do that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. They are impressed every single time if you come with the confidence. Just come through and, you know, say like, this is what I can do. I am the best candidate because XYZ and, exactly. you know, just because the ad said no doesn't mean that they'll say no.
Exactly. And another thing, too, is it is, like, kind of an uphill battle. Like, not an uphill battle.
It takes time.
Yeah.
It
like,
does
it's,
take
it's
time.
A time. It's a time-sensitive thing. Like, I've been very, very, very lucky. Like, I have an older sister who has never let me be insecure. Like,
she's like, stop.
And that's not even me being dramatic. That's exactly how our relationship is. If I ever doubted myself, she's like, why are you doubting yourself?
Yeah, that's literally
You've
her.
Done it before. I've you can do it again. Her. So, exactly.
She'll be
right?
like, why would you say that?
No, genuinely. So I've been very, very lucky to have that kind yeah. of support system. Not a lot of people, not a lot of women have that.
Yeah.
And so I feel like me having like that big sister and knowing how to be a big sister, that's why
we are your big sister.
Yeah, that's
now.
Like, you know, so. I want to help you guys out. And those things that I've had for a really long time, not to like toot my own horn, but like that it's still stuff, like even for me, like it took a long time for me to step into like that comfortable place where I'm yeah. like, I deserve this space. I deserve to, you know, have a conversation. I deserve to be heard when I'm in a room with people. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And it takes time and it takes like mm-hmm. maturity. Like it's one thing when you're in like high school and you're like, oh yeah, like I'm really good at this. I'm good at that. Like you really are, but mm-hmm. it takes time to like kind of take that confidence out of a space that's just your peers. Take that mm-hmm. confidence to like a more professional space where you're trying
world, yeah.
to work. You're trying to assert yourself, trying to make a platform for yourself, especially mm-hmm. something like this, like with social media or a podcast, you're trying to like assert that you do know what you're talking about. That when we started this podcast, we like we're trying to figure out, okay, what do we want to talk about in mm-hmm. a podcast? How can we make it structured? What do we want to do? And we wanted to do something about like really elevating yourself as a Black woman, because yeah. we felt that like we are qualified to talk about that. Every day we just talk about like, okay, get your stuff together to each other. And yeah. like sometimes our other friends are like, just get your stuff together, do your work, you're good
and you're capable.
Get up and you're capable. And we just wanted to kind of share that. So I think we're doing a good job. You know, people do text us and they say, you know, your podcast made me get up and, you know, start
exactly.
doing work. So I hope like this podcast as well really helped you.
Yeah.
You know, I hope you got up. I hope you started writing a little to-do list
yes.
during this episode. And
We are yeah. big fans of to-do lists, and we are big fans of stepping into your bag and being confident within yourself. And it's not always easy. We have our days where we're just not it. Like, we're like, girl, it's not today.
No, sometimes
those days happen.
You have to also accept those days.
Yeah,
then
for sure.
If you don't accept that one day where you're just like, I'm just not feeling it today, it will just drag on
mm-hmm.
and on. Sometimes we're just like, you know what? No.
I'm going to stay home. I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to
just
relax.
You know, watch a little TV. Go
and
to the gym,
then get back to it.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So be confident and take your time and be gentle. I'm always going to say this, be gentle with yourself, because
if you're not going to be gentle with yourself,
nobody's
like,
going
who's
to
going to be gentle
like,
with you.
So, yeah.
So, yeah. But I think that was, you know, a good little chit chat with you guys today. Yeah. Be nice to yourself.
Yeah.
Just like nice a late yourself. Valentine's Day episode, yeah, I think. It's cute.
We think you guys are incredible. And if you're listening and you make it to the end of these episodes, like, we love you. Thank you so much.
Really. Come on. It's 20 minutes. So, if I know you made it to the end, tell all your friends to make it to the end. Please. I can see that you guys don't watch till the end. I can see that.
She can see it. Yeah. I can't, but she can.
I can. I control that. She has the power. You know what? I can see that some of y'all don't be watching at all. And you're listening to it all, I mean. And you're not getting everything you need out of this. So tell all your friends to listen to the whole
thing. Your friends. We want
do it on the drive, on your commute. It's easy.
No, literally. We want you guys
we're
to
fun.
All...
we are fun.
We're fun.
We're fun. So just listen to it.
She's like, listen, we're fun. And we want to be your besties. And we want to make sure that you guys are just as confident as the rest of us. Or as us.
As us. You know what I mean? I don't know about all y'all. I hope y'all
she
are.
She said, I don't know about all y'all.
I don't know about y'all.
Please. Anyways. Yeah. That was funny. But yeah, so I'm just going to sign us off today because I think we gave you guys a good one.
This one was a little
today.
Longer too. So yeah. We'll give you a little affirmation. Send you on your way. Get some Starbucks. You're good.
And we'll head out. All right. So for today, it is... I let go of limiting beliefs and choose to trust myself.
Yep. Do it. Y'all got this.
All right.
For her. We'll see y'all next week. I keep saying see.
I will. Go see,
When you comment on the Instagram, I see you. And I see that you're going to listen to the whole thing this week.
But you will hear from us in a week.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. We'll see you guys. Bye.
Bye.